the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, speaking of which, how do you feel when your phone beeps to indicate that a message has arrived only to find it's a voice note? Are you ready to lose a few minutes of your life listening to someone endlessly rambling on? Fiona Looney says it's time to shout stop on the stream of stale, self-indulgent audio messages that have become a staple of our daily lives.
Hi, just a quick update on that really important thing we discussed. So, given the urgency, I spoke to, a robin's just landed on a bush right in front of me. Oh God, you know what they say about robins, right? That, you know, oh, no, he's gone. That yappy terrier must have scared him away. Gorgeous little fella though. I'd say there's a Bichon in there somewhere. Oh, did I tell you about Sinead's dog, by the way? If your heart is currently sinking into a pit of familiar despair, then you're probably one of the 77% of Irish adults using voice notes on a regular basis. Maybe you're even one of the 23% who send at least one chatty voice note daily.
Hey.
Story horse. Yeah, so I'll be with you, I'd say, in about 10 minutes. I'm just running a little bit behind.
That's almost a quarter of us who have something so important, urgent or complicated to say every day that it can't be phoned, emailed or texted. So important, in fact, that birds, bees and cute dogs notwithstanding, it has to be monologued.
The odd thing about this form of communication is that you're more likely to talk about nothing than something, but I just want to say that all this nothing has meant more to me than so many somethings.
Somehow, without any discernible marketing strategy, projection, or even fair warning, voice notes are everywhere.
You had me at hello.
From the sender's perspective, it's easy to see their appeal. In the car, we use them because they're safer and less illegal than texting. Out walking, voice messages mean we don't have to break our stride to tap out a message. In work, we don't have to worry about our spelling.
Would you mind spelling that out?
Our punctuation or our tone being misinterpreted.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
And so, 30 years after British Telecom famously promised that it's good to talk, it seems we're finally agreeing, abandoning the soulless keyboard and returning to the microphone. But there's a world of difference between talking and talking to yourself. A phone conversation is edited and curated by the very fact that there are two, or more, hey, it is the 21st century, people involved. When it comes to voice notes, it's every man and woman for themselves. And therein lies the problem. Lacking either the audio cue or the time limit of hopelessly old-fashioned message minders,
please leave a message after the tone.
Voice notes are the tech equivalent of freeform jazz. Senders can go off-key, off-topic and off-piste as much as they want.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. Like an improv conversation. Improvisation.
And while these meandering monologues might be satisfying to record, they can be hellish to listen to. A simple text request, what time is throw-in, can kick off a stream of consciousness that can last longer than the first half of the game. But of course, we don't have to listen in real time. Who, after all, has the time to listen to what's for dinner in the same time it might take to eat it? So we hurry the speaker along, listening at 1.5 or twice the speed, so that when we do encounter the messenger in real life, we worry they're having some sort of medical episode when they're speaking so slowly. In a world that seems to have given up on spontaneous conversation, maybe talking is better than typing. I just sometimes wish this technological theatre might go back to the original script. After all the world's a stage and everyone must leave a voice note just doesn't have the same ring.
Fiona Looney there making a clear call to hang up on the voice note craze. And on that note, that's all we have time for this week. Today's show was produced by Yeti Redmond, Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Verinda Panacante and Aisling Grufferty was on sound. Until the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.